So before this reading of Narada Bhakti Sutras, I will first of all offer my respectful obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. So chapter 1 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra is entitled The Value of Devotion. Atato Bhaktyam Vyakasama. Now therefore, I will try to explain the process of devotional service. So this is Narada Muni. And let's go now to verse number 2. Satvasmin Parama Prema Rupa. Devotional service manifests as the most elevated pure love for God. So this is the same thing that Lord Chaitanya teaches. Prema Pumarto Mahan. And it's actually the same thing that is taught very early in Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai Pung Sang Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhoksaje Ahaituki Apratiyata Yayatma Suprasidati. That what is the real religious principle? What is the supreme religious principle? It is that people understand that they need to serve God without any reservations, without any motivations. And Lord Chaitanya says, Prema Pumarto Mahan, the highest principle for a human being is love of God. So devotional service culminates in this love of God. Let's go now to the next sutra by Narada. Amrita Swarupacha. This pure love of God is eternal. Yes. Because anything that is transcendental, anything that is spiritual, it must be eternal. This is the problem with material loving affairs or material love, but Prabhupada and the Srimad Bhagavatam and especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, they teach us that there is no love in this material world. I have even written one song, Where is there love in this material world? Prabhupada, in one song purport, explains that what goes on as love in the material world is actually lust. And this is the same thing that is taught by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the chapter 4 of the Adi Leela. The difference between love and lust, material love or lust is like iron, and love of God is like gold. So here's one symptom of love of God, is that it's eternal. Let us go on now. Sutra number 4. Yal labdva puman siddho bhavat yamrita bhavati tripto bhavati. Upon achieving that stage of transcendental devotional service in pure love of God, a person becomes perfect, immortal and peaceful. Yes. In the Bhagavad Gita, is explained by Krishna that when one reaches the stage of samadhi, he thinks that there is nothing greater to be achieved as a human being. So here Narada is confirming that if you can achieve this love of God, you're perfect. And yes, you're immortal. Immortal means you don't have to come back to this material world and take birth. And in order to achieve this love of God, you had to become peaceful. Lord Chaitanya explains this point, that only the Krishna devotee can be peaceful. Anyone who is not a Krishna devotee necessarily cannot be peaceful. Lord Chaitanya's statement is as follows. Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna bhakta nishkam ata eva shanta. Lord Chaitanya teaches that the devotee of Krishna has no selfish or personal desires. This is mentioned by Krishna in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. When you're able to give up personal selfish desires, then you can have peace. So Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna bhakta nishkam, the devotee of Krishna is without desire, therefore he is peaceful. But bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanta. Lord Chaitanya says the others, namely the sense enjoyer, the yogi, the impersonalist, or any other kind of transcendentalist who is not a devotee, they have some personal selfish intention. They have some personal desire. Therefore, they cannot be peaceful. We go now to text number 5. Yat prapya na kinchit vanchati, na sochati na dveshti, na ramate na tsahi bhavati. A person engaged in such pure devotional service neither desires anything for sense gratification, nor laments for any loss, nor hates anything, nor enjoys anything on his personal account, nor becomes very enthusiastic in material activity. We see these same symptoms are described several times by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Nasochati Nakankshati. The self-realized devotee does not hanker and does not lament for anything in this material world. And also in chapter 12 of the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna is spending a few verses describing the pure devotee, these same symptoms are mentioned. Now we go to text number 6. Yaj gyatva mato bhavati, stabdo bhavyat maramo bhavati. One who understands perfectly the process of devotional service in love of Godhead becomes intoxicated in its discharge. Sometimes he becomes stunned in ecstasy and thus enjoys his or her whole self being engaged in the service of the Supreme Self. Now this reminds us of the experience of the young boy Narada when he, at the age of 5, did his meditation as was instructed to him by the Bhaktivedantas. And Narada told Vyasadeva that when Krishna appeared to him, all the limbs of his body were separately enlivened, and he did not feel any difference or distinction between him and the Lord. So Narada has personal experience of this. And it says here, becomes intoxicated. After this class that I'm going to give on the Narada Bhakti Sutra, I'm going to sing the song about Narada Muni that was composed by Bhaktivinod Thakur. And you will see how those who have achieved love of Godhead are intoxicated. So, and we know, just by reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see in so many instances, Lord Chaitanya and his associates are chanting the Maha Mantra in ecstasy, and they are intoxicated. So this is the real intoxication. Those who take other kinds of intoxication, they will not achieve real ecstasy. That kind of intoxication is imitation. And that intoxication is actually poison. The real intoxication is love of God. We continue. Text number 7. sana kama yamana nirodha rupatvat. There is no question of lust in the execution of pure devotional service, because in it all material activities are renounced. This we understand when we study very carefully the example of the gopis. The gopis and their relationship with Krishna looks like a lusty affair, but Krishna does not enjoy any kind of material lusty affair. In order for Krishna and the gopis to dance in the rasa dance, in order for Krishna and the gopis to enjoy any kind of nuptial or erotic exchange, the gopis have to be on the same platform of Krishna. Krishna's platform is Sachit Ananda. Krishna's very nature is that he is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. In order for the gopis to dance with Krishna, they must necessarily be on that same platform. And this whole concept of how there is no lust in the loving affairs of Radha, Krishna and the gopis is thoroughly discussed by Krishna Das Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it is also discussed in the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. If one thinks that there is some kind of lust in the loving affairs of Krishna and the gopis, then that means one does not understand Krishna. There is one sect of worshipper of Krishna, and they think that Krishna as a child, Bal Krishna, they think he's pure. But that when Krishna becomes a teenager and enjoys the loving affairs with the gopis, this sect thinks, oh, now Krishna has become impure. And therefore they only worship Krishna in his childhood form because they think, oh, that is pure. This means they don't understand Krishna. Krishna is always pure. And that's why there is this verse in the Ishopanishad which says that Krishna is antiseptic and prophylactic. God, by definition, is antiseptic and prophylactic, meaning he himself can never become implicated. He himself can never become contaminated. Therefore, God is prophylactic. He can never become contaminated no matter what he does. Even if seemingly Krishna violates the laws of the Vedas, or if Krishna transgresses moral codes, still he can never become contaminated. It is just like the sun. So many times in the Vedas, Krishna is compared to the sun. The sun can purify a whole contaminated reservoir of water, but because the sun is so powerful, the sun never becomes contaminated. So the other feature of God is that besides being prophylactic, he's antiseptic. Any impure thing that comes in contact with Krishna, that will become purified. A few chapters ago, in our Krishna book class, we studied the story of Kubja. So we will also read about Kubja later, how Kubja became purified by coming in contact with Krishna. When Kubja approached Krishna with the sandalwood pulp meant for Kamsa, and when she applied that sandalwood pulp to Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna purified her and straightened her out and made her to look like a very beautiful girl. Later, in a few chapters, we will see that Krishna, keeping his promise, goes to Kubja's house and purifies her of her lusty desire. So no matter what comes in contact with Krishna, no matter how impure it is, Krishna's antiseptic nature is that the impure thing becomes purified. So there is no question of material contamination when we come to Krishna. Let us go now to text number 8. Nirodhastu lokaveda vyapara nyasa. Such renunciation in devotional service means to give up all kinds of social customs and religious rituals governed by Vedic injunction. Here, Narada is giving us a nice explanation of the famous Bhagavad Gita verse, chapter 18, verse 66. Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja. So here, Narada explains what that line means. When Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, means to give up all kinds of social customs and religious rituals governed by Vedic injunction. Meaning, if anything interferes with surrender to Krishna, if anything interferes with loving and serving Krishna, then the devotee gives that up. There are 6 items of surrender. So the first 2, to accept everything favorable for Krishna's service, and to reject everything that is not favorable to Krishna's service. That is the true meaning of renunciation. Srimati Radharani, in the last chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the final chapter, is called the Shikshastakam Prayers. So that chapter, Lord Chaitanya gives the real purport of his own Shikshastakam Prayers. That's how the Chaitanya Charitamrita ends. And when Lord Chaitanya gets to the 8th of the Shikshastakam prayers, Srimati Radharani takes over and gives the purport. So Radharani explains real renunciation. Srimati Radharani says that if there is something that Krishna likes and I may not like it, that thing that Krishna likes that I don't like becomes my favorite thing. And on the other side, Radharani says, if there's something I like, but Krishna does not like it, then I despise that thing. So this is perfect renunciation as exhibited by Srimati Radharani. Now we go to text number 9. Tasmin ananyata tad virodishyudasinata cha. Renunciation also means being exclusively dedicated to the Lord and indifferent to what stands in the way of His service. So that I already explained. Narada has just explained it himself. You're getting a very good appreciation and understanding of what is renunciation. We go now to text number 10. Anya shrayanam tyago nanyata. Exclusive dedication to the Lord means giving up all shelters other than Him. This is also one of the 6 items of sharanagati or surrender. So Narada is not teaching anything different from what is taught by Lord Chaitanya or what is taught in Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada is one of the Mahajans, so you're not going to find any contradiction or opposing view. So this is the meaning of, in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 18 verse 66, the line, Mamekam Sharanam. This is the meaning of surrendering to Krishna. The word sharanam can mean surrender or it can mean taking shelter. So if you are really surrendered to Krishna, then mam ekam, you are surrendered to Krishna exclusively. You have no other shelters. That is the mark of a pure devotee. Let's go now to verse number 11. Loka vedeshu tad anukula charanam tad virodishudasinata. Indifference toward what stands in the way of devotional service means to accept only those activities of social custom and Vedic injunction that are favorable to devotional service. This is clear from what I've already indicated, so we'll move on to text number 12. Bhavatu nishchaya dhardyad urdvam shastra rakshanam. One must continue to follow scriptural injunctions even after one is fixed up in determined certainty that devotional service is the only means for reaching the perfection of life. Meaning, you should not whimsically act. We learned from the Bhagavad Gita at the end of the 16th chapter, Krishna points out that one should know what is duty and what is not duty by referring to the scriptures. So here, Narada Muni is indicating that yes, even though you have reached the point of love of God, that you have concluded that devotional service is the perfection of life, still you are going to be obedient to all the rules and regulations of the scriptures. You're not going to act whimsically. But as was mentioned just previously, you're only going to execute those scriptural injunctions which do not interfere or do not impede your surrender to Krishna, your service to Krishna. Let us go on to text number 13. Anyata patitya shankaya. Otherwise, there is every possibility of falling down. This was the mistake of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was this close to achieving perfection of love of God. But because he disobeyed what was just mentioned, because he allowed himself to become attached to a deer and subsequently gave up his scriptural rules and regulations and worship of Krishna, yes, he had to take one birth as a deer. He was punished. So yes, what Narada is saying here, we still have to be obedient to the rules and regulations of the scripture as they pertain to the activities of devotional service. We cannot make up our own process. We cannot act whimsically. Acting whimsically means disobeying the rules and regulations. That's why it is imperative that one follows the instructions of the spiritual master. Text 14. Loke pitavat eva bhojanadi vyaparas tva sharira dharanavadi. For as long as the body lasts, one should engage minimally in social and political activities and in such matters as eating. So Prabhupada taught us this also. He said that we should have plain living, high thinking. That should be our motto. Plain living, high thinking. So the devotee wants to simply keep body and soul together. This verse is exemplified in the lives of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, that they minimized their bodily demands and maximized their activities of devotional service. So again, the instructions of the spiritual master are of utmost importance, that we do what is necessary to keep the body and soul together, and we want to do as much devotional service, especially hearing and chanting, that we want to maximize. Let us go on. text number. Oh, that's the end of this section. So next week, we will do chapter 2, defining bhakti. And as I promised, I will now sing the bhajan that describes Narada Muni. Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name Nama Amani Udita hai bhakata gita same Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana name. When the great soul Narada Muni placed his stringed Vina, the holy name of Radhika Raman descends and immediately appears amidst the kirtan of the Lord's devotees. Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name Amiya Dhara Varishe Gana Shravana Yugale Giya Amiya Dhara Varishe Gana Shravana Yugale Giya Bhakata Jana Sagane Nache Boriya apanahiya Bhakata jana shaghane nache Boriya apanahiya Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers pure nectar into their ears. Due to great ecstasy, all the devotees enthusiastically dance to their heart's content. Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name Madhuri Pura Asava Pashi Mataya Jagata Jane Madhuri Pura Asava Pashi Mataya Jagata Jane Kehova Kande Kehova Nache Keho mate mane mane Keho va kande Keho va nache Keho mate mane mane. All the inhabitants of the universe become maddened upon entering these intoxicating showers of divine sweetness. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name Panchavadana Narade Dori Premera Shagana Roo panchavadana narade dhori premera sagana ro kamalasana nachya bole bolo bolo pari bolo kamalasana nachya bole bolo bolo hari bolo. Five-faced Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni and repeatedly shouts in ecstasy, while Lord Brahma dances very ecstatically and exclaims, "All of you chant hari bol, hari bol." Narada Muni Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Sahasranana Paramasuke Hari Hari Boligai Nama Prabhave Matila Vishva Nama Rasa Save Pai Nama Prabhave Matila Vishva Namarasa Sabe Pai. In supreme happiness, thousand-faced Anantashesh sings and calls out, "Hari, Hari!" By the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name, the whole universe becomes mad with ecstasy as everyone relishes the mellows of the holy name. Narada Muni Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Narada Muni Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Shri Krishna Nam Rasane Spuri Puralo Amara Asha Shri Krishna Nam Rasane Spuri Puralo Amara Asha Shri Rupa Pade Yachaya Iha Vakati Vinod Das Shri Rupa Pade Yachaya Iha Bhakti Vinod Das. The holy name of Sri Krishna has fulfilled all my desires by thus manifesting on everyone's tongue. Bhakti Vinod, the humble servant of the Lord, therefore prays at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Hari Nam may always continue in this way. Narada Muni Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Narada Muni Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Nama Amani Udita Hoy Bhagata Gita Same Nama Amani Udita Hoy Bhagata Veena Das Narada Muni Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Narada Muni Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Nama Amani Udita Hoy Bhagata Gita Same Narada Muni Vajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Name Radhika Ramana Name. Prabhupada comments on this song in his purport of the sixth canto, chapter 5, verse 22, of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The verse reads as follows. The seven musical notes, sha, rig, ha, ma, pa, ta, and ni, are used in musical instruments, but they originally come from the Samaveda. The great sage Narada vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibrations, such as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus he directly perceives Rishikesha, the master of the senses. After delivering the Haryashvas, Narada Muni continued traveling throughout the planetary systems, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. So in that purport, Prabhupada gives the translation to the song, and then he says as follows. Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni, who is the guru of Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is the guru of Madhvacharya. Thus, the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya is in the disciplic succession from Narada Muni. The members of this disciplic succession, in other words, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni by chanting the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They should go everywhere to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instructions of Narada Muni. If one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesha, is also pleased. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasada. The immediate spiritual master is the representative of Narada Muni. There is no difference between the instructions of Narada Muni and those of the present spiritual master. Both Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verses 65 and 66, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyajimang namaskuru mam evaishyasi satyangte pratijane priyosime sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Do not hesitate. Do not worry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.